首先我想跟大家说的是我非常高兴我今天能在这里
She knows many of you、
我的太太本来也想 在我们当中的她认识在座的很 很多各位
And she sends her greetings but she had responsibilities at another church this morning
因为她今天早上在另一个教会有她的职责所以她不能来到我们当中但是她也是想让我给大家带来她的问候
So greetings from Patty
所以 我太太 Patty 想跟大家说一声早上好
Well, today is the day of Pentecost and the global day of prayer.
今天是五旬节，也是全球祷告日。
And this is Memorial Day weekend.
而且也是我们的国殇周末。
So a lot is happening.
所以我们都知道，我们身边可能有很多事情都在发生。
And all of it's very important for each of us.
而且我也相信，发生的很多事情对我们各自都是非常重要的。
It's so good that we belong to a big.International family.
我很高兴我们大家都属于一个很大的国际性的大家庭里面。
Truly, our God is the God of all nations.
真真切切的，我们的主就是万国万邦的主。
And so, for us to pray a global day of prayer,
我们在今天这个全球祷告日的时候祷告
is something that should come natural.
应该是非常自然而然的事情。
Because of Jesus.
因为主耶稣的缘故
Because we all have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus.
因为我们每个人都靠着主耶稣的宝血被洗净
We've all been made new by the resurrection of Jesus.
也靠着他从死里复活，我们成为一个新造的人
And because that is true, we are in the same family.
因为那是真真切切发生了，所以我们大家都可以在一起，像一个家庭一样
We have so much in common.
我们有那么多的共同点
Though we have many differences,
尽管我们有那么的不同
we have Jesus in common.
我们有一个共同点，就是那就是主耶稣基督。
And that makes all the difference in the world.
那一个共同点就把我们所有的不同点全部抹除了。
So today we celebrate the day of Pentecost.
今天我们一起来庆祝五旬节。
The day the Holy Spirit came upon the church.
五旬节就是圣灵来到教会当中的这么一个时候。
And what a celebration we have.
这是一个多么大的庆典。
This morning I would like to look at the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation.
今天我要看的经文可以说是从创世纪一直到启示录。
We could do a lot of reading today.
我们今天如果要愿意的话我们可以做很多的阅读。
But we're only going to touch on a very few verses.
但是今天我们只会抽取其中的一点点经文来看。
To make clear that our God is the God of all nations.
我们今天看这些经文是要让大家去真真切切的看见我们的主真的是万国万邦的主。
And to make clear that God has a heart for every ethnic group on the earth.
想让大家看见我们的主真的是想让所有的民族来自不同文化的每一个人都是神在当中是有心的。
We're going to begin in Genesis chapter 12.
我们首先会从创世纪的十二章开始。
This is where God does something brand new with a human being.
在这里面有一件事情是神首次做了一件很新鲜的事情，是跟人类之间有一个联系的。
He's going to make a covenant with Abram.
他会要去跟亚伯兰立约。
And Abram is going to become Abraham.
亚伯兰之后会改名成为亚伯拉罕。
So I'm going to go ahead and read in English. So the Lord, this is verse 1, Genesis chapter 12. The Lord said to Abram, Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And...All peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
创世纪十二章一到三节，耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。我必叫你成为大国，我赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那诅咒你的，我必诅咒他。地上的万族都要因你得福。”
Verses 2 and 3, God is blessing Abraham.
第二节、第三节很清楚地讲到神在祝福亚伯兰。
He's going to make him into a great nation. He's going to make his name great.
他要叫亚伯兰成为大国，叫他的名为大。
He says, I will bless you and you will be a blessing.
神说，我会祝福你，你也会成为别人的祝福。
He says, I'm going to bless those who bless you.
我会祝福那些祝福你，赐福你的。
So Abraham receives this mighty blessing from God.
所以你看见亚伯兰从神那里得到了一个这么大的福分。
We can think of it as a top line blessing.
如果你真的要把它分等级的话，你可以说这是一等一的福分。
That God's blessing comes upon us.
就是神的福分降临到他那里。
But the bottom line blessing.
但是在下面那个等级的福分是什么呢？
Is the second part of verse 3.
就是第三节刚刚读的后半节。
After Abraham receives all this blessing.
在亚伯兰接受到这些祝福之后。
The end of verse 3 says.
第三节的结尾他是这么说的
And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
这后半节说的是地上的万族都要因你得福
What a promise Abraham received.
亚伯兰他接受的是多么大的一个福分和承诺
That he receives that top line blessing of personal blessing.
他接受这个福分是一人一的个人的福分
And that God makes him a promise that all peoples on earth will be blessed through him.
神又给他了一个另外一个福分是让他成为其他民族其他人的祝福
This promise, this covenant goes through all of scripture
这样这他们之间的这个立约这个福分可以说是贯穿了整个圣经
We're going to look really quick at a few verses through scripture
我们等一下还会再看几节经文
In Genesis chapter 26
在创世纪的第26章里面
Abraham's son Isaac receives the same blessing.
亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒接领受了同样一个另外一个祝福。
In verse 4 it says, I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and will give them all these lands, and through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed.
第四节是这么说的，他说我要加增你的后裔，像天上的星那样多，又要得这些地都赐给你和你的后裔，并且地上万国必因你的后裔得福。
And then God, then the next generation, makes the same promise to Isaac's son, Jacob.
而且，如果你再接下去看的话，你会看到神跟以撒的儿子雅各也立了同样的约，给他同样的福分。
In verse 13 and 14,
在创世纪的二十八章十三节、十四节这么讲。
The word says, "There above it stood the Lord, and He said, 'I am the Lord, the God of your father, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac.'"
耶和华站在他旁边说：“我是耶和华，你祖亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神。”
And then verse 14 says, "All peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring."
第十四节又有这么一节说到，地上的万族必因你的后裔得福。
So we see this covenant that God is known as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
所以在这里你看见这个神是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神和雅各的神。
Throughout the Old Testament, the Lord is referred to that by that name. He's referred by that name, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
如果你看整个旧约里面讲到神的称号的时候，它都是有这三个人的名字跟在一起的。
And each of these three men were blessed by God.
这三个人都有神的祝福。
And a promise was given to each of them that all nations would be blessed through them.
他们三个人都给了一个承诺，这个承诺就是地上的万族都因他们而得福。
They were blessed to be a blessing.
他们被祝福成为他人的祝福。
Now, throughout the Old Testament, in every section of the Old Testament, this is repeated.
在旧约圣经里面，这么一个称号是被多次的重复。
That God's heart for all nations and blessing for all nations will come true.
多次都会提到了神对万国万邦的福分都会成为现实。
When the Ark comes into Jerusalem, there's a promise for the nations of the earth to be blessed.
当约柜进入到耶路撒冷的时候，有一个祝福，就说以后一定会呈现。
When the temple is dedicated, there's a promise for all nations to be blessed.
当圣殿被建好的时候，被献起的时候，整个民族都有一个祝福是要给整个民族的。
In Psalm 67, there's a clear reflection of this promise.
在诗篇的第六十七篇里面，就有一篇是回应这样一个祝福的章节。
In verse 1 and 2, it says this.
在六十七篇的第一节、第二节这么说。
May God be gracious to us and bless us and make His face shine upon us, that your ways may be known on the earth, your salvation among all nations.
愿神怜悯我们，赐福于我们，用脸光照我们，好叫世界得知你的道路，万国得知你的救恩。
We see this top line blessing of personal blessing.
我们刚刚看见了一等一的那个福分，就是给亚伯拉罕那个个人的福分。
And that blessing then being expressed to all of the nations.
还有另外一个福分，就是把这样的福分带给地上的各国各邦。
We see it then throughout the prophets in the Old Testament.
我们从旧约的先知的话语里面也有看见这样的记载。
Remember Jonah?
大家都记得约拿吗？
Jonah was sent to Nineveh.
约拿被神派去尼尼微城里面。
Jonah was not sent to the Jews.
约拿并没，他不是。神没有派约拿去到犹太人里面。
The Ninevites were another nation.
尼尼微对于他们来说是一个另外的一个民族，另外的一个国家。
God's blessing was extending to reach the Ninevites.
所以神的恩典在这里是被延续，被带到去了尼尼微那个地方。
And through the preaching of Jonah,
靠着透过约拿的讲道，
the people of Nineveh were spared because of God's blessing.
尼尼微城的人逃过一劫，他们也因此得到来自神的福分。
Now we just went really fast, and there's a whole lot more verses that we could have looked at.
我们刚刚讲的非常快，我只是大概概括了一下。如果你想的话，中间其实有很多的经节可以去看。
But God's plan and intent are clear.
但是我想告诉大家的是，神的旨意和神的计划是非常明显的。
He has a very big family made up of every people group.
他有一个在神的家庭里面有非常大，他神的家庭是一个非常大的家庭，在里面有各个民族和各个国家。
Every ethnic group.
每一个民族的人都有在里面有囊括。
Now let's think of all nations in the New Testament.
好，我们现在来看看新约的这个架构下面。
The first glimpse for me that I see in the New Testament.
我首先看新约的时候，我首先看到的。
In my opinion, are the first people that we know of.Who knew Messiah was being born?
在我的印象当中，我觉得是那一群我们首先看到的是知道弥赛亚会出生的这么一群人。
As some people think it might have been the shepherds.
有的人可能觉得说这一群人应该是那些牧羊人。
Because the angels appeared to them to tell them Jesus was being born.
因为当他们在旷野的时候，就有天使来跟他们说耶稣在圣城里面出生。
But there were these three magi.
但是有三个东方来的博士
that were coming from the east. The three magi coming from the east, a long way off.
他们从那么远的东方来到了他们当中。
They must have known this news early on.
他们一定是很早就知道了这么一个消息，知道弥赛亚的降生。
They saw the star.
他们看见那颗星星。
And they traveled a great distance to worship.The baby Jesus.
他们从东方那么遥远的地方长途跋涉，一直来到圣城当中，去跟着那颗星星，然后找到耶稣。耶稣出生在马厩里面的耶稣，去敬拜他。
God was making other nations aware that the Messiah was being born.
所以神当时是有在其他的邦国里面做工，让人家知道耶稣的降生这回事情。
We often go to Jesus' Great Commission.
我们经常也会 讲的时候会讲到耶稣的大使命。
And that's a clear commission to bless the nations.
这个大使命如果你仔细看的话是一个非常简洁直接的对于他国的一个祝福。
In Matthew 28, Jesus says this.
在马太福音28章耶稣这么讲他说
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go ahead.
Sorry. 天上地下所有的权柄都赐给了我。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
The word nations right there.
这里这个词万民
is not the word for political nations.
不是在政治的术语上面用的那个词。
It's the word ethne.
它这个词如果你看希腊文的时候，它其实指的是各个民族。
Go and make disciples of all ethne.
所以如果你要把这句话用希腊文的语音看来的话，是使各个民族的人民作为我的门徒。
All people groups.
所以所有的人种。
Luke 24,
在路加福音24章里面
and 47 says this,
47节这么讲到
this is Jesus speaking,
是耶稣在这么说
Jesus says, repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.
耶稣说并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道从耶路撒冷直传到万邦
So this gift of eternal life
所以这个永生的礼物
is preached to all ethne, all people groups.
是要被传送给所有民族的人民
And it started in Jerusalem.
从耶路撒冷开始
And you know when it started?
你知道从它开始的时候
You know when this preaching started happening in power?
当你知道当它整个传讲开始并且中间的能力得以显现的时候
It started in power to all nations.
这样的能力也就带给了其他的民族和其他的国邦。
On the day of Pentecost.
而且这个开始的那一刻是在五旬节这一天开始的。
This is the day we're celebrating today.
这就是为什么我们要纪念今天这个五旬节这个节日。
This blessing came upon the church on the day of Pentecost.
因为这样的福分是在五旬节的时候临到了教会。
The blessing of the power of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost.
圣灵的力量也是在五旬节的力量来到了教会当中。
Let's see this story beginning in Acts chapter 2.
让我们一起来看《使徒行传》二章，看看这一天发生的事情，这个故事怎么记载的。
I'm going to read the first five verses. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound, like the blowing of a violent wind, came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting.They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Verse 5, listen to this. So the power of the Holy Spirit falls upon them. And verse 5 says, Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven.
使徒行传二章 这有五节经文第一到第五节是这么记载的他说五旬节到了门徒都聚集在一起忽然从天上有响声下来好像一阵大风吹过充满了他们所坐的屋子又有舌头如火焰显现出来分开落在个人头上他们就都被圣灵充满按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来第五节他是这么说的他说那时有虔诚的犹太人从天下各国来住在耶路撒冷。
So every nation under heaven was represented there at the day of Pentecost.
所以你会看见在五旬节的那天天下各国都基本上是有代表在他们当中。
The nations were there in Jerusalem on that day.
天下各国来的代表都是在那一天都在耶路撒冷这个地方。
On the day that God the Holy Spirit came to live inside of men and women.
就是在那天神的灵来到了耶路撒冷当中住在了所有男人和女人当中。
And the people from those nations were witnesses on that day.
从天下各国来的这些虔诚的犹太这些代表们他们也就见证了那一天发生的事情。
That God had come to live in men and women.
他们见到的这个事情就是神住在了那些人的当中。
Because later, Peter goes on to preach to the multitude.
在那之后，彼得就开始了他的讲道。
Including those from these nations.
而且他讲道的对象也包括了从天下各国来的这些人们。
And 3,000 people were baptized on that day.
也就在那天有3,000的人受洗。
Remember Jesus said,
你记得耶稣讲过吗？
Repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached to all nations.Beginning at Jerusalem.
奉耶稣的名传悔改赦罪的道会从耶路撒冷起直传到万邦。
The all nations preaching began on the day of Pentecost in Jerusalem.
所以这个传到万邦的道就是在五旬节的这一天从耶路撒冷起始的。
Now we have a couple more verses to conclude and to bring clarity.
我还有几节经文是要总结并且带出更多的清楚的信息的。
It is my hope that we believe these scriptures together.
我希望就是我们大家都能够一起的来相信这些经文。
And that we're convinced that God has a heart for all peoples.
我们都能被说服，就是神在我们每一个民族、每一个人的身上都有他自己的心意。
We're going to look at Galatians chapter 3.
我们会来再看加拉太书的第三章。
Beginning at verse 8 and 9.
我们会先看第三章的第八节和第九节。
And then verse 14.
然后我们再跳过去看第十四节。
Verse 8, chapter 3. The scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith. Listen to this. And announced the gospel in advance to Abraham. Quote, all nations will be blessed through you. Go ahead and just read that part.
第八节，并且圣经既然预先表明，重点听这个，神要叫外邦人因信称义，就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕说，万国都必因你得福。
See, that's the gospel was announced in advance to Abraham.
所以你听到这个福音，其实在很久很久之前就已经跟亚伯拉罕说过了。
That all nations would be blessed through Abraham.
那个福音就是万国必因你亚伯拉罕得福。
See how important this covenant God made with Abraham is for us?
所以你能够看见吗？那那么久之前，神跟亚伯拉罕之间的立约，在那个时候，在今天是这么的重要。
Let's keep reading chapter 3.
我们继续读，我们去看第九节。
Verse 9. So those who, by faith, are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. Verse 14. He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit.
可见那以信为本的人和有信心的亚伯拉罕一同得福。第十四节，这便叫亚伯拉罕的福分因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
The blessing given to Abraham
这个给了亚伯拉罕的这个福分
comes to us by faith
透过信心来到了我们当中。
And the scripture says this
我们圣经是这么讲的
that we might receive the promise of the Spirit
我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
So the gospel comes to Abraham.
所以福音去到了亚伯拉罕那里。
The blessing for all nations.
这个福分是要给所有万国万邦的福分。
And the scripture says here.
这里跟我们说到。
That the blessing comes in the form of the promise of the Holy Spirit.
这个福分是因着信和承诺达到来到我们当中。
God living inside of us.
那就是说神在我们当中是住在我们心里面的。
Because of Jesus' death and resurrection.
是因为耶稣的死和复活的缘故。
Now God lives inside of us.
神的灵住在了我们里面。
And this began on the day of Pentecost.
这一切都是在五旬节的那天开始的。
It's the all nations blessing.
这样的福分是万国万邦的福分。
Whether you're from China or from Eugene.
无论你是来自于中国还是你来自我们这个城市。
Let's look at our future together.
我们一起去展望未来。
Because you know we have a future together.
因为我们都知道未来是属于我们大家的。
We have a future tomorrow on Monday.
我们的未来可以是明天礼拜一的时候。
Because we live in this community together.
我们都住在这个社区里面。
We have a future together because we all follow Jesus.
我们的未来是大家的，因为我们都是耶稣的门徒。
And tomorrow you and I will be following Jesus here in Eugene.
明天我们就会在这个城市里面当耶稣的门徒。
That's our future tomorrow.
那是我们明天的未来。
But we have a future forevermore.
但是我们有一个未来，那就是永远。
A future that lasts forever and ever.
这个永远是没有尽头的。
Let's look at that future too.
我们也要看那样一个永远的未来。
Revelation chapter 7.
在启示录里面第七章这么说。
This is our future.
这里面就是讲到我们那个永远的未来。
Chapter 7 and verse 9.
第九节和第十节。
After this, I looked and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, tribe, people, and language standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb.
第九节这么说，他说：“这些事以后，我观看，看哪，有一大群人，没有人能够数过来。他们来自各国家、 各支派、各民族、各语言群体，他们身穿白袍，站在宝座羔羊面前。
People from all nations are there before the Lamb.
来自各国家、各支派、各民族、各语言群体的人都在宝座羔羊的面前。
In front of the Lamb and before the throne.
他们在宝座前，在羔羊前。
You and I have a future together.
所以你和我，我们都有一个共享的未来。
We are going to be worshiping the Lord forever and ever.
我们都会在永远的那个时间段里面去称颂神。
We're going to hear sounds and see things that we've never dreamed of in this life.
我们在那个时候会看见我们永远都没有办法去想象的，看见那样的景象和听见那样的声音。
We're going to have brand new bodies.
我们会有新的身体。
We're going to have perfect understanding.
我们会有清楚的认知。
We're going to see the Lord Jesus.
我们会看见耶稣基督的形象。
And we're going to be doing this together.
我们会一同有这样的能力去看见，去听见。
You see, there's people from every nation, tribe, people, and language.
你看到这个记载是来自各国、各支派、各民族、各语言的人。
That's all ethne.
所以那说明的是来自各种文化、所有不同人种等等。
That's all nations.
各个不同的国家。
You see, the blessing that's given to Abraham finds fulfillment forever.
你会看见那很久之前神跟亚伯拉罕之间的那个立约会在永远的这个时刻被完全的呈现。
God blessed Abraham's life.
神祝福了亚伯拉罕的生命。
And through Abraham's life, he blessed all nations.
而透过亚伯拉罕的生命，他给万国万邦带来了祝福。
And today, God blesses our lives.
今天神也祝福了我们的生命。
And God wants to bless all the nations through us.
神也希望能透过我们带这样的祝福给其他的人。
And if we follow Jesus, then all the nations are important to us.
如果我们是属神的子民，我们跟随神的话，那么万国万邦对于我们来说都是重要的。
All peoples are important to us because they're important to God.
所有的人对我们来说都是重要的，因为他们对于神来说是重要的。
It doesn't matter if they're the Hausa people of Central Africa.
不管他们是来自于中非的民众。
It doesn't matter if they're the Somali people.
也不管他们是索马里那个领域的群众。
It doesn't matter what people group.
不管他们是哪个民族。
Because the gospel is for everyone.
因为我们知道福音是给每一个人的。
It doesn't matter where you live or what language you speak.
也无论你住在哪里，也不管你说什么样的语言。
Or what customs you have, Jesus.
或者你有什么样的传统。
Jesus died for all and brings eternal life to all.
重点是耶稣为我们的罪死，而且这样的这个信息是带给所有的人的。
God's blessing rests upon us.
神的福分临到了我们当中。
So that we can also bless all the nations.
因为只有这样，我们才能把这样的福分带给其他万国万邦的人民。
And I pray that this would encourage you today.
我希望我今天的讲道能够给大家带来鼓励。
On this day of Pentecost,
在今天这个五旬节这么特别的一个日子里，
the day we remember the Spirit coming upon us,
在今天这个日子，我们需要去纪念圣灵来到了我们当中的日子里，
the Spirit coming upon the church,
去纪念圣灵来到了教会的这个日子里，
we receive that blessing today,
我们接受这样一个福分今天，
and may we choose to be a blessing to all the nations as well,
也希望我们大家能够选择让我们自己成为其他万国万邦的福分。
By the grace of God,
靠着神的恩典，
I've had the privilege of preaching the gospel in 15 different nations.
靠着神的恩典，我已经在15个不同的国家有去传过主的道。
I've seen people come to know Christ in Russia.
我在俄罗斯见到有人因为这样的道而得救。
In Africa, in Australia, in Israel.
我也去过以色列，去过澳大利亚，去过非洲。
And in several other places.
还有其他的地方。
But to see the truth of what Jesus has done.
但是带着他们去看到耶稣带来一个什么样的真理。
Go through a language barrier and a cultural barrier.
我要去经过来自文化和语言双重的障碍。
And that pure truth of the gospel transform a human heart.
我还是能够看见来自于基督的那个真理是怎么能够去改变一个人的生命的。
The gospel is the only thing.That changes people's lives forever.
只有来自于福音的真理，才能够真真正正的、永远的去改变一个人的生命。
It is, in fact, the only all nations gospel.
这个福音是真真切切的，是万国万邦唯一的福音。
In 1991,
在九一年的时候
while in Russia,
我在俄罗斯
I saw the first people outside of my culture come to know Jesus.
我是第一次看见在非美国群体 我所属的这个群体的这群人他们来到了主的跟前去接受这个福音
I saw repentance on the faces of those responding to the gospel
我看见那些对福音有回应的脸上有一个怎么样忏悔的表情
I saw a faith in their lives arise
我看见他们生命当中信仰起来了
Because the gospel is for all peoples
因为这个福音是给所有的人的
It's the blessing that was given to Abraham for all the nations.
这样一个福音是给了亚伯拉罕，而且希望透过亚伯拉罕传给万国万邦。
And that blessing is also given to us.
这样的这个福音也给了我们每一个人。
I want to end with one really quick story.
我想用一个故事去结束我今天的讲道。
That I was made aware of this week.
这个故事是这个礼拜发生的。
You, as the Chinese Christian Church,live here in our community.
我们今天在我们这个华人教会呢是住在尤金这个城市里面。
And for a few years, you served at Project Hope at Spencer Butte School.
我知道在我们这个教会我们已经有连续几年是在 Spencer Butte 这个中学里面帮过好多忙的。
And Pastor Ricky and the people here served that school by preparing the building for the school year.
牧师以及很多其他的同工每年夏天都会去到这个中学里面帮他们做很多的维修来帮助他们开始新的学年
You were a witness to that school and to that principal
你们对于那个学校和对于那个校长来说就是主的见证
And Pastor Ricky's told me in the past of a good relationship between your church and the principal named BJ
我记得潘牧师有跟我说过你们教会跟那个学校以前的一个校长叫 BJ 那个校长曾经关系非常的好
And just this week
就在这个礼拜的时候
The pastor of Willamette Christian Center
Willamette Christian Center 那个基督教中心
He had a meeting with BJ
那个负责人跟这个校长 BJ 有一个见面
Who is now the principal of Churchill High School
然后这个 BJ 校长呢他调去了另外一个高中当校长
And because God used you
因为当初神用了我们华人教会
Chinese believers in Jesus
我们这群是在 信主的华人
You were able to touch BJ's heart in a way that an American Christian could not
我正是因为我们当时每年基本上都在那个学校帮助他们准备新学年的时候那个校长 BJ 其实对于我们所做的一切他心里面很有感动
Because I know from BJ's past she had problems with Christians
其实很多年前这个校长他是非常不喜欢基督徒的
But when Christians showed up in the form of Chinese people
但是神很奇妙的是他用了一群华人身份的基督徒去触动这个校长的生命
And they came simply to serve
而且我们当时去到那个校长的生命里面只是去帮他们学校做一些维修的事情
Like Jesus would serve
我们大家当时那种侍奉的态度就像耶稣那样很谦卑的
It touched her heart in a new way
这让这个校长开始改观重新去审视到底他是对基督徒有一个什么样的看法
And as the pastor from Willamette Christian Center met with BJ this week
这个礼拜那个 Christian Center 的负责人跟这个 BJ 这个校长见面的时候
To talk about Project Hope and serving Churchill with Willamette Christian Center
当时他们讲的是这个基督教中心能够怎么样更好的服务他们整个社区和那个社区的群体的学校
We're praying that he continues the good work that God started through you in BJ's life
我们的祷告就是希望我们这个华人教会还能够像以前那样在这个 BJ 校长的生命里面对他有触动而且动用更多的人在这个社区里面有一个好的彰显
Our church is represented Our church is represented by people from all nations
我们这个华人教会可以说是代表了来自于各个不同地方的教徒
Not Americans
因为我们当中没有很多美国人
Obviously
很明显你一看就看得出来
And I'm so glad for it.
我非常高兴。
When we stand and worship Jesus from many nations,
因为当我们一起来自世界各国的人一起来到当中去敬拜主的时候
the glory of the gospel is seen more clearly.
这个福音的荣耀就会更明显地彰显出来
Because we all reflect Christ in a unique way.
因为我们每一个人信主的人都透射出一个不一样的来自于基督的光辉
And while we live in this community together now,
我们现在都住在这个城市里面
your role is very important.
我们每一个人的角色都变得非常的重要。
Only together with you can we reflect Jesus.
我们只有在一同有一个联合的肢体的情况下，我们才能完全的去彰显神的荣耀。
Let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Father in heaven, I pray that each of us would receive your blessing today.
主啊，我真的是向你恳求，让我们每一个人今天都能有来自你的福分。
Lord, I'm praying that we would know that we are blessed.And blessed abundantly.
让我们每个人都知道，我们每个人都是蒙福的，而且我们真的是领受了很多很多的福分。
And Father, I pray that you would give us your heart for all nations.
主啊，请你给我们每一个人都有一个心智，是愿意去传给每一个国、每一个民族的。
Because it's been there from the beginning, Lord.
因为我们可以从圣经里面看见这样一个使命是从一开始就有的。
Lord, help us to have a clear picture of our future tomorrow.
主啊，帮助我们能够更清楚地看见这个永远这个图画是什么样的。
And give us a clear picture of our future forevermore.
让我们真的是可以在这个永远图画里面看得见、看得清楚。
As we celebrate on this day of Pentecost.
特别是在今天我们庆祝五旬节的这天。
The global day of prayer.
庆祝全球祷告日的这天。
You are the God of the whole earth, Lord.
你是全地的主。
We worship you.
我们敬拜你。